What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Run Happy Podcast. I'm Baxter Friedman.
And I'm Charlie Rook, and this is a podcast for people that want to improve themselves as runners as well as people and always run happy.
Let's get into it.
All right, what's up, everyone, and welcome to episode, I believe, 26 of the Run Happy Podcast. And we are joined today with, I'll call him Ultra Runner, Brooks Bash. Yeah. And, you know, he's going to talk to us a little bit about his journey. And so, you know, Brooks, how are you doing today, man?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing just fine.
Doing well. Yeah. So what, for everyone else that doesn't know you as of right now, why don't you give them a little bit of a summary about who you are and your running story?
Yeah, sure. Summary who I am. I am a, like, I'd say a self-proclaimed adventure athlete. So, you know, whether that be ultra running, hiking, swimming, different, like, just adventure running is kind of where I found my zone of expertise and fun. I'm also an entrepreneur. I started a business called Earthy. We make a completely clean, transparent supplement designed to give you focus and energy for all types of movement. And yeah, I'm in the middle of, like, kind of combining the two of those worlds and doing some pretty radical stuff to physically to help promote the brand. So yeah, I'm based in Los Angeles, and that's me.
That's awesome. Yeah. And we will talk more about Earthy later, but just as of right now, like, or not right now, but we want to start out kind of like whenever you were younger, like, how did you get into all of this? I think I would call it like ultra sports. I think that's what you'd say. Like, just anything like, oh my gosh.
Adventure.
I guess adventure sports. I mean, that's what you're calling it. Yeah. How'd you get into all of this? Like, what led you to it?
Yeah. It's kind of been my whole life of got me to this point and moment, you know? Yeah, so I moved 16 times before college. My dad was in the Air Force. So every, like, year and a half, we were bouncing to a new spot. So I really didn't really have much of a stable hometown or home base or any really certainty. But what my parents did instill with me was the love for being outside and moving my body and sports and fitness. And that really became, like, my safe space. So that would be, you know, mom takes us on a hike, or dad takes us, you know, water skiing or whatever that may be. It's just like, it really became being outside and in motion and moving was, like, my home, essentially. And so that was kind of at the core of who I was growing up all the way through college. In college, I played basketball for a bit. And then out of college, I was a CrossFit trainer. And so I kind of have seen all different types of sports and movements and fitness and really just in and outs of supplements and kind of, I've tried them all and experienced with every single one and had ups and downs in the whole story. But basically my story led to, like, basketball plus CrossFit equals, like, really jacked up back. And I had, like, really chronic back problems and basically went to the doctor and they said, you know, you need surgery and you'll never be able to be active again. To which how I usually tell a story is differently, but I told them, like, no thanks. So instead of that, I went on, like, a whole healing journey myself and just basically looked into different healing methods. I changed my diet, I changed my lifestyle, I changed all my fitness remedies, got into really different natural herbs and stuff. And through that, it was less weights and less impact of, like, basketball type of sports, and got really into swimming. Swimming was, like, very therapeutic to help kind of heal my spine. That led me into triathlon. I was like, oh, wow, I can swim and then also bike and run. That was really fun. I did that for a while. I got all the way up to an Ironman 70.3 and then was ready to go for the big one. And then COVID happened. So all the races got shut down. I was like, great. And so then I was like, well, I can't swim because all the pools are closed. And I don't like to swim in the ocean because I'm scared of sharks. And biking was just kind of boring to me. And it wasn't really the best on my bike for my back, I mean. So I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll just start running more. And so that kind of then branched me off into this whole, like, love of running. And I kind of just started and, you know, I've actually never done an actual marathon. I just skipped straight to ultra and did an ultra trail run. And it was like, I was literally, like, 2 miles in, I was texting my wife, like, this is the best. Like, it just felt like you were, like, a big kid just, like, running off into the woods, you know? And yeah, I've been hooked ever since.
Dude, that is so cool. What about running, like, kind of hooked you in? What got you rather than swimming and basketball and all that?
I think, I mean, like, I played competitive sports all, you know, up through college, and it, with the moving, and I'm obviously not, like, you know, the biggest talent in terms of basketball, but, like, there was an element with competitive sports where you kind of, how do I say this? You relied on somebody else having to pick you to be like, okay, like here's your shot to go do it, you know, like whether that be put you in the game or even on the team. Whereas with running, it was just like, oh no, like I can literally just go out my front door and do it. Like I don't need anyone's permission or I don't need someone to like validate. I don't know if that's a word. Validate like who I am and what my capabilities are. I can just like go show you and I can literally keep running until, you know, I can run forever and I don't have to like, you know, prove anything. I just can do it. So I think that mixed with just being outside and just being so in tune and in flow with my body and my movements just was like the perfect, you know, I probably have a chip on my shoulder, like trying to prove myself athletically from not, you know, moving so much. I never really had a chance in competitive sports. And so this is also an opportunity to be like, hey, like, look what I can do, you know, and go show the world like what I'm capable of. So it was probably a mix of all that.
That's really cool. I like that a lot. I mean, yeah, that's a really cool story. I'm just trying to process all that right now. So you sound like you went down this rabbit hole of, obviously looking into what works best for your body, and then you finding running and stuff. So, what were some of the things you found that were working for you that were maybe like were different to what, doctors said, and like, what were some of those things that you were finding in your research?
Yeah, there's like a few different angles. The one that helped them a lot was I was like, you know, very heavy meat eater, a lot of dairy, a lot of everything. And so I went completely plant-based and that like completely changed my back. Like it cleared up a lot of inflammation, like in a big, big way. Like noticeably, it was like, wow, that worked. I also noticed my energy levels skyrocketed when I did the change as well too. So that was like a huge, huge thing. And I know, you know, I'm in the middle of a challenge now and we'll get into it later, but I'm still every day waking up and feeling relatively fine in the middle of like all the miles I'm putting on. And I know that's like a huge testament to like, you know, not having a lot of inflammation and extra stuff kind of pumping through my system. So that was a huge one. Let's see what else. I got really into a lot of different, like, I mean, they say yoga, like I got really into yoga, like really kind of loosening up my spine and body and just being more mindful with my movements. I would get into when you're playing sport or, you know, lifting or doing anything aggressive, you're kind of just like kind of going for it, you know? And it's like maybe just be more mindful of, you know, what the load is doing to your body. And that was really helpful. And then also there's a lot of really hot, you know, plants and herbs out there that are really good for anti-inflammatory. So different turmeric supplements were really, really helpful for me as well too.
I've heard about turmeric and all that. I think I know a couple of people that take those kind of supplements. But whenever you're talking about like saying that you're completely vegan right now, or is it vegetarian?
I say plant-based because it's kind of like the pretty much vegan, but you know, if I'll have honey from time to time, or I'm not like as strict as some vegans may be, but yeah, relatively pretty much all the way there.
So like, how did you find out this information that could like more or less like help with the inflammation in your back?
My mom's been vegan for a long time and she did it for reasons of inflammation. And so I kind of already had seen it work for her. She had really bad arthritis and it really, really helped reduce that pain. And so I was aware of it. And then, yeah, just started doing research, listening to podcasts, and it kind of just became more and more obvious. And it wasn't like I just stopped and did a full vegan like from the gate, you know. I like first I took out red meat and I like kind of felt a little bit better. And then I took out all meat and then I was like, I felt a little bit better, and then dairy, and it was just like I kept just feeling better and better, and so I just, you know, haven't looked back since. So, you know, every body is different, so I wouldn't say like it might not work for you, but like just be a you should be at a point where you're aware of your body and like how things react differently, and then just keep optimizing and trying new things until you find something that works.
Yeah, okay, I really like that. Yeah, because I mean there's obviously people out there where it's like everyone needs to be vegan, stop eating animal or and stuff like that. But yeah, it's like it everyone is different, so you got to realize that. But what's your favorite meal to eat then, but right before, or I guess like the night before a run?
Night before, I always go pasta, so it'll be just like spaghetti and then red sauce, and we put like lentils in it, which are really, you know, high protein and like a very slow burning protein, so it really stays with me throughout a whole race. And then pre-race or pre-run, I'll usually do like I call it my morning mush, so I'll take like some almond milk and I like mix some protein powder in it. I put like some flax seeds, chia seeds, hemp seeds, and then almond butter. And like I like whip it up so it turns into this like battery substance, and then put like some berries and granola on top of it. And it like it's just so dense, and it just sits in my stomach and just keeps me fueled like for all day long. So those are like my go-to.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. I mean, I've heard about lentils. My mom really likes lentils as well.
So does my mom.
Yeah, she's been trying to get me into those for a while.
Yeah.
But so let's talk about what you're doing right now. So you're in the middle of a challenge where you're doing a marathon a day and you're 65 days in. So why don't you kind of talk us through what started that and, why you're doing it?
Yeah, so it's all tied into the company I mentioned, Earthy. We make a sports supplement that's designed to give you focus and energy before all types of movements, so like pre-workout and energy drinks and coffee make you feel all jittery and crazy, and then you crash. We designed this to give you just like super clean, focused energy, so you can take it and sustained energy, so it won't just crash halfway through your run or ride or yoga or whatever you're doing. So that's like the core product of what we're trying to get out to people. And yeah, it started, my business partner and I, we were trying to figure out how to get the word out. We don't have big networks and we don't, have deep pockets. So we're kind of like bootstrapping it the best we can. And so the first stunt we did was to launch the brand. People kept asking us, like, does the product work? Can you prove it worked? Will people buy it? And we're like, we're a startup. We don't have resources to like prove any, like, we don't have clinical study research done on it. So like, how do we prove it works? And so we kind of just said like, we'll show you. And basically we did what we called the West Coast Tour. And so we started at the border of Canada, and he biked and I ran, and we went from Canada all the way down to Mexico over a 30-day period. Yeah, he biked 1200 miles, I ran 600. We kind of did it like baton style and went all the way down the coast. We stopped at run shops, bike shops, outdoor shops. We hosted events. We did cold plunge events, like the whole way, kind of created this like super, super grassroots, kind of like shoe dog movement of us just like going for it, and which was really, really fun, and happy to talk about that. But how the marathon a day concept came up was I'm super hard on myself. And so I ended up averaging 25 miles a day. And so people were like, you did a marathon a day. And I was like, no, I didn't. And so in my head, I was like, all right, that's interesting. And it was funny because we were telling people what we did. And I think that journey itself was so crazy that it's hard for people to even realize like what the heck that was, like. And so I was thinking of like, we're doing a crowdfund equity raise right now to raise money for the brand. And it's like, we don't have big networks. We don't, have a lot of people that we can get in front of. Like, how do I do something so ridiculous that it just gets as many eyes and ears and investment dollars as we can? And so I was like, you know what? Like, everyone knows someone who's done a marathon or has tried to do a marathon, and they know how hard and challenging it is, and they can really like feel it. And so I'm like, all right, well, if I literally do a marathon a day until we hit this goal, it's either we're going to raise our money super quick and that'll be great, or it'll just go so long, it'll get so ridiculous that it'll just go viral and get so much attention that it'll be a huge marketing sales stunt anyway. So I was like, let's just do that. And so like that was the inception of it. And yeah, I'm on day 60. Yesterday was 65, so today is 66. I'm like 15 miles in, so even after this podcast, I have to go back out and keep. I was contemplating like taking this call while I was running, but I thought that wouldn't be a good look, so I didn't. So yeah,
No,
that's
it would have been pretty cool if you did, but still, like, I mean, it would have, I guess it would have been a little harder to communicate, but
yeah.
still, that is, man, 60, I mean, 65 days straight of 26 miles, 26.1 miles, is just, I mean, that's intense. Like, how's your body reacting to all that?
Yeah, it's kind of ebbing and flowing, but it's definitely not easy. The first 2 weeks were the worst by far. Like, my body was kind of just like, what the heck are you doing? And like the bottoms of my feet were just like so bruised, and it felt like someone was just punching them, and my knees and hips, and then also just like my brain. Like, I felt like I was just in like a fog type of thing. But then it feels like I hit this point where my body was just like, it almost just like was like, okay, this is what we're doing, or Ivan say too, like it just like shook off modern civilization of sitting all day, you know? And it was like, okay, now we're back to like the tribal days of running around all day. 'Cause that's what our bodies were literally designed to do. So it's almost like, okay, this is what we're doing now. And so then it just like each day, I wouldn't say easier, but like it was manageable. And I would just, you know, go run and come back and do what else I needed to do. The hard part has been, because I'm also running the business on top of it and also trying to be a good husband. So it's like the marathons are kind of like the easy part. And then it's like trying to fit everything else in on top of that has been the challenging part for sure.
Yeah, I was gonna ask. So you're splitting it up. Do you think that works better for you? I mean, do you do that day to day? Like normally do like 15 or like 15, 11, or you know, you normally do them in one rip. Like, you know, what works best for you?
Literally every day is different. So like I see what my calendar looks like the next day and I'll just kind of massage it from there. I've learned that I can't do more than like probably 15 in the morning, because if I do, then I'm like my body's kind of just done for the day and I'm just like trying to work and I have really bad like brain fog and I'm not able to focus as much. And so I usually will try to do like at least 10 in the morning if I can, and then the rest like after work. But like the first week, I would you know, work all day till like 4 or 5 p.m. and then go out and start it. And like I'm not going fast, so it's taking me like 5, 6, 7 hours sometimes. So like I would be running from like 5 p.m. to like midnight, which is just like the worst and not a good experience running around LA at midnight.
I'm sure, yeah.
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 But okay, so whenever you're running, you and like this is for Earthy. So like you're taking Earthy before you run and everything. And so how does like I guess now we can talk about like how to explain to us like how Earthy, you know, is supposed to help you with, you know, with running and, you know, movements as you say. Like how does all that work?
Yeah, for sure. So it's based on two different functional mushrooms. So one is lion's mane, if you've heard of that. It's and they're not psychedelic mushrooms. Like you can go buy these at Whole Foods or, you know, anywhere. There's thousands of different types of mushrooms. So lion's mane is really, really good for your brain. It helps with focus, memory, attention. And so we saw this one, we're like, wow, focus. Like that's something you definitely want to do when you're performing. And then the other one is called cordyceps, which was made famous by the show The Last of Us. If you saw that, it doesn't actually turn you into a zombie. And so basically what that one does is it increases blood flow and oxygen, and it actually increases the production of ATP in your muscles, which is how your muscles get energy. So it's literally just like feeding your muscles energy, which is crazy that it's just like a mushroom that grows from the ground. So those two, it's like focus and then just like blood flow and oxygen into your muscles. That sounds like a no-brainer. We went ahead and put beetroot in it, which is also like really, really powerful for endurance and oxygen and blood flow. And then we have a natural caffeine source called the guayusa leaf. So it's the cousin of yerba mate. So if you've had that before, it's just like a very focused caffeine. It's not like a get you up and jittery and crash. It's just kind of like awakens you up and gets you know, ready to perform. But you don't want to be too like crazy when you're running or doing sports. You just want to kind of be present and be there. And then all those ingredients are kind of like the function side of it. And then it's all cacao based, so it actually does taste like hot chocolate. And cacao has a lot of really good healthy benefits as well to put in there. So that's kind of like the approach to give you this just like clean focus and energy to really sustain you through whatever you're doing.
I like that. That sounds really cool. I mean, we've talked to or not we've talked to some where it's like, you know, we've talked to people about pre-workout or stuff like that. And yeah, I like this one because these are all very natural
Yeah,
ingredients.
natural. And also like I don't know, I feel like it's kind of hard, especially for runners, like, you know, pre-workout in general. You know, it is like extremely jittery and like it's more for, you know, people that power lift and lift, and like I know there's not really one for running, so this is really interesting.
Just a quick one for me. Is it a shot or like is it like a powder? Like, yeah, how do you take it?
Yeah, so it literally is like hot chocolate. So it's a powder that you mix with hot water, and that's it. And then you drink it. And then you're off to the moon.
Oh, well, that
Pretty cool.
sounds pretty good. Can you like is it good, like would it keep you up? Like if you took it like at night, is it gonna like keep you awake guy on that thing?
No, so like I personally have a coffee curfew where I can't drink coffee after 3 o'clock or I won't be able to sleep that night. And this I can take 5, 6, 7 p.m. and I can sleep totally fine. It's just that the type of caffeine, like I said, is just like so kind of mellow that it doesn't get you too crazy.
That's interesting. So it's more of, and you already said this, but I'm just gonna repeat it. But it's more of just like it keeps you aware of what's going on, like keeps you just in the zone in a way. And okay,
Yeah.
so I'm gonna compare this to another thing that we have tried, and it's called, I don't know if you've heard this before, but it's called a ketone shot or ketone IQ. So we have not tried we have not tried Earthy yet, but from what you're saying, it's like it's all natural and it's supposed to help you stay focused. Ketone IQ is basically supposed to do the same thing, but it is not natural. It's made in a lab because it's straight ketones, and you can't get that, you can't grow that. That has to be made in a lab. So it seems like what you've done is you've basically made like an all natural version of that, which I would assume, because it's all natural, that it's supposed to be better for you, which I think is really interesting. I don't know. Do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely aware of that product, and a lot of people love it. So I'm, that's great. And there's a bigger debate of like, is synthetic versus natural better or worse for you? Personally, I like to only put natural things in my body and like to know where they came from. And there's also a bigger thing too of like, if you're being outside and you're being active, you want to feel like you're connected to the earth. And by putting these like natural organic ingredients inside of you, it just kind of opens up that portal to do that.
I was gonna, yeah, I definitely agree with the all natural part. Like I always get very skeptical whenever I'm taking like ketone IQ or like because I really like I tried it a couple times, and I mean, it granted for me it did work. I will say for Charlie, he said he didn't really feel anything. Like it always is just weird to take something that I don't really know where it came from, especially like if it's grown in a lab. Like that's just sketchy in general for me. Like, I don't know. That just feels weird. But yeah, and like, I don't know, taking things were like kind of interesting that like you're using a mushroom that like, just grew from the ground and beetroot, like all these things can do the same thing that like something that they just grew in a lab can do. So why not use that? But yeah, I
Yeah.
don't know. That's what I have to say to that.
Yeah. I think to your point of like, and putting them aside, because I do actually know the founder of that company and he's a good guy. No,
Okay.
but
All right.
not in a bad way, but the knowing where things come from. So the core of what we're doing at Earthy is we're actually being 100% transparent. And what that means to us is like, we're literally, the supplement industry is very shady and there are no regulations on it. So literally, you can put whatever you want into a jar, slap a claim or label on it and sell it and make a profit, and no one's going to stop you. And I've, was at a company that I experienced firsthand doing that. And it's happening way more than people think. And so we started Earthy and we're being completely transparent. So what that means is like, we literally will tell you every single ingredient. It's on the label, it's there. With no fillers, no additives, no extra stuff. We tell you the amount of each ingredient. Which that's really important. You need an effective dose of a certain ingredient to actually get the result that your body's having. There's a term called angel dusting where companies will just put like a little sprinkle of, say, beetroot and say, oh, this is going to help increase XYZ. But it's not enough to have the reaction in your body. They're just doing that as a marketing ploy. And so we tell you, like, literally on our packaging, it says, like, no, you're getting 1 gram of this and 1 gram of that. So you know, like, oh, this is actually the amount that we're supposed to get. Another trick is like using proprietary blends. So they'll say like, oh, this is our proprietary blend. So we don't want to tell you what's in it, but then it's just a screen that they can basically not give you the quality and amount that they need to give you and cut corners. And then the third thing we do is we literally tell you the exact farm and supplier where we got every ingredient. So you can know like, hey, these mushrooms came from this farm in San Diego, or these beets came from here. And we're not hiding anything. So like, if you want to call them and talk to them, like be our guest, we'd love to do that, And so like, that's, no one's doing that in the supplement industry. And a lot of people have like, we passed on a big investment check because we're kind of being bold and showing people like we're essentially open sourcing what we're doing, but we know that, people want to see that and people deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies.
I like that a lot. Yeah, that's a really good way of doing it. And yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. You see companies advertise, like I like what you said about angel dusting because you see that all the time. And
I've never even heard of that, which is like kind of scary. And like my roommate has told me a little bit about all that, but like yeah, that is so weird that I mean, it's basically lying, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's really interesting. I mean, I haven't heard of it, but like you assume it just because you hear these companies talk about like we are there's like this in there. It's gonna be great for you and stuff like that. And it's like really, I don't know. You almost like you get addicted to the other stuff that's in there. It makes you come back and get it,
Like the sugar,
which
yeah.
isn't particularly good. And also to speak quickly to the ketone thing, we love the people that use ketone. We've known. So that was just yeah, the only thing that
Yeah.
we knew to compare this to. Yeah, no, I just thought I'd throw in that disclaimer
Yeah.
for
Yes.
anyone listening.
That's fair. Yeah. Thank you. Thank
Yeah.
you. But like, do you know? And like, I guess this is another part of it. But like, you said you worked in like the supplement industry already. Like, what if you don't mind sharing? Like, you know, who did you work for? And like, did you see something going wrong in that company?
Yeah, I don't want to get into names,
Fair.
but yeah, but basically, no, that it was, we were told that this was the list of ingredients and that it was, you know, all natural and, you know, this caffeine was from green tea and there was no artificial sweeteners. And, you know, that's what we were told. And obviously, that's what we believed. And we started getting a bunch of questions from customers asking, like, hey, where is this from? Or how did you sweeten it? Or this and this, and kind of kept getting fed the same script. And it got to a point where someone close to me had a really gnarly reaction when taking the product. And it was just like, something's not right here. And so, yeah, I went to our manufacturer and said, I need to see the list of everything that's in this. And the list that they gave me was like, couldn't be more farther from what was actually told to us. And it was shocking. It was like synthetic caffeine, artificial this. Like, we had a sweetener in it that we didn't even know what was in it because the sweetener that we bought it from was a proprietary blend. It was just so gnarly. And yeah, and the reality is that happens all the time. I mean, even some of the big dogs like Celsius energy drink, they just got sued last year because they were making claims that there were no preservatives in it. And shocking, there were preservatives in it, you know? So it's just like everyone's doing it. It's just like, you know, how do you catch them all type of thing.
That is crazy. Golly, I mean, I didn't even know about that about Celsius, but like, man, that's
Yeah.
scary. That's literally really scary.
Well, I think it's interesting. Celsius just got banned as a NCAA supplement, because of like the
Wow.
amount of caffeine that's actually in there.
Yeah. There
Yeah.
you
So
go.
yeah, exactly right. So that's pretty interesting to me. Do you have anything else to say on this topic, or
I
want to
don't know.
talk about the Canada-Mexico thing?
Yeah, I don't. I'm just like, that's still mind blowing. Like, I don't know. All this stuff with, I don't know. It's corruption. It's so stupid.
Corruption.
That's
Because the deeper you
crazy.
get into, yeah, the deeper you get into
Yeah.
it, the crazier it is. So yeah,
That's
just be aware and only, you know, use brands that you trust and ask questions.
yeah.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say, I mean, that's another good point. Like, so obviously you just talked a little bit about it there, but like, yeah, do you have advice for anyone when they're looking for supplements other than what you just said?
I mean, it's always good to like really go through a trusted source. So, you know, if there's a lot of influencers out there pushing stuff and you know, go to, obviously there's like the Hubermans or the big dogs, and they're obviously, you know, doing a lot of research and, you know, whether it be Rich Roll or some of those guys, like they're not going to put their name on something that doesn't have a high quality product behind it. So that would be a good place to start. And but honestly, yeah, just read the labels, research, ask questions. Would be a great place to start.
Yeah, I think that's good. I guess we can start moving on from the supplement part. But you know, like you said, you did run from, you know, Canada to Mexico not too long ago, and like that is a pretty big achievement for like I guess anyone that would want to do anything like that. But so can you tell us like about how that experience went and like what kind of stuff did you like I guess kind of take away from it?
Yeah, it was a wild ride. It took us, you know, 30 days and we didn't have any sort of route. We just knew like there were major cities we wanted to go through, and we would wake up and say, like, you know, Google Maps, like, okay, like this is the way we should go. And which didn't really work because it would take us on like the biker on like gravel roads, or I mean, I probably was running on the side of freeways for at least like 40% of it, which was, I would not advise doing, because it's just like not fun. But yeah, it was such a beautiful like experience. It's just insane to see like what the human body is capable of when you really like push it to the max, you know? And then also it's just like, it was really cool to see how beautiful, one, like our world is. And like the West Coast is just like so scenic, and whether it be on the coast or going through the redwoods, it was just like such a surreal experience to be like, wow, like we're so blessed to be able to run through here and be a part of this and have access to this. And we should be treating this better than what we're doing, you know? And there were a few moments where, like, through the redwoods, you could see, like, I don't know, just beautiful grove, but then there was like this asphalt road that they came and just like slapped down, and it like sprayed on some of the trees you could see. And I was just like, it was just such a shock of like how beautiful and how ugly, how beautiful nature is and how ugly humans are, you know, just like in one photo. And it was just like a, yeah, it was just a, that stuck in my head for sure. And then also too, just how like rad people are. Like, I think we can get stuck in this like media trend of how everybody hates each other and everybody's out to get each other. But like when you really get to, you know, meet people in the wild and experience them, like, you know, we met, you know, whatever political party we went through every sort of type of zone, you know, whether it be red, blue, whatever, like, and everyone was so kind and so nice, and strangers were giving us directions, offering us snacks, you know, offering us to like use their outdoor showers and just park our van in their lot. Like, just everybody was going out of their way to help us. And it was really cool to like just see that, because I think we get stuck in like, you know, we're on this journey on our own and no one will help us. But in reality, like, everyone is really kind. And if you give people a chance to help, they want to.
Dude, that is so cool. I love that you said that too. 'Cause like, I mean, yeah, every dude, people, yeah, always get caught up in politics and all that. But like, you know, and then at the end of the day, like, yeah, we're all people. We're all the basically like the same. So that is really cool that you got to, you know, see that firsthand. And you know, like, when exactly did you do this journey from Canada to Mexico?
This was August last year.
Okay. Me and my family, we over the summer. So like we just missed you, I guess, but we did we went from Seattle all the way to San Diego like sometime in the summer. Oh, shoot, I think it was June. So like it was a
Okay.
month or so apart, but still it was close. It was close enough.
Yeah. Hey, give me a ride.
For real. But yeah, so like what would you say is your favorite spot that you ran at?
Definitely the redwoods. I already mentioned it, but it was like, it was such a surreal experience just to like be among these just unbelievably massive trees. And you could see they've been on the earth for so long. You could just feel their like energy and wisdom sort of just pumping. And what was cool was that, like, I was running on the side of the road, and there's like, you know, a mile down the road, there's like a really touristy spot where people can pull off and park. But like, I'm on the side of the road where there's nowhere to park, but I could just take a right and go into this grove that literally, like, I can't imagine anyone else has ever stood there because there's nowhere to park, you know? And like, other than like the indigenous tribes who, like, you know, used to live in this area. And so that was insane of like, I feel like there's trees in the popular area where everyone gets to look and take photos of, but then I was standing in this other grove that just gets no love and no eyeballs, you know? And so I'm just like standing there being like, you guys are awesome. And I could feel them being like, thank you, you know. And it was like, it was a really, really cool moment. So yeah, the redwoods were insane for sure. That
That's
was like
awesome.
the oh,
Oh, go
sorry.
ahead, go ahead.
That being like the nature side. And then the other side is like each city we stopped and we hosted events, and like people came and ran with. And so that was really, really cool to like have friends come out, strangers come out, just anyone who was like believing in what we're doing, come run out and be with us. And you know, I had people down the whole coast come and run along with me, and it's just so cool. And it, you know, running with somebody too, especially doing the distance we're doing, is like, it helps so much to just be like talking and chatting. And next thing you know, you ran 10 miles and you're like, great. Like, so it was really cool to like have the community come out and be a part of it too.
Yeah, that's, but yeah, so like, I mean, obviously we're on a college team here, so like, yeah, we completely understand the aspect of, you know, running with people makes it easier. And like, it's cool running with new people because, you know, you're just like, you know, through that 10 miles, like you're going through it together. Like you're not necessarily like having to grind together, but like, you know, you're going through something together and you're learning about that person is, I don't know, it's just like it's a cool little feeling, to
For
just
sure.
do that rather than just like meet him on the street or something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, whenever you go through so much pain, it's like you like have no choice but to be friends with them, kind of. I don't know, like do you have any like people, like maybe not like names specifically, but like do you have any people that you had a conversation with like while you were running that just kind of stands out to you?
The person who comes to mind is a friend of mine named Matt, and he is not a runner at all. And he came out and was like, I'm gonna run a couple, like 3 miles with you. And I was like, all right, dude, like, let's do it. We were somewhere north of San Francisco. And he came out and ended up crushing a freaking half marathon with me. And it
What?
was like so insane. But it was just like, we were so in it. And it was like, so epic. And we just kept going and going. And his previous, like, farthest run he'd ever done was 8 miles. And so he was like, first it was like 3 miles. He's like, all right, let me just get to eight. And then after eight, he was like, I'm still good, man. Like, let's just keep going. And I was like, yeah, man, let's keep going. And it was cool because like it was obviously like my journey that I was doing, but like that day became like Matt's day, and it evolved into just like bigger than me, because then I was like more excited for him than even what we were doing. And it was cool that like when he passed that 8 mile mark, every footstep he took was a PR. And so we were like, dude, you're just like every step you take is a PR. And he just kept going and going and going. And so yeah, that was cool. And we went deeper and we're like, if you think about it in life, every second that you're alive, it's a PR. It's for real. Like, it doesn't matter what you're going through. It could be tough times, but you're still alive and you're still growing. And so you should be proud of yourself because it's a PR. And so yeah, that was a cool takeaway that we figured out.
That's a great way to look at life. Every day is a PR. That's great.
Yeah.
But I did want to say there's this quote that I have written on my phone that like, whenever I went to the Redwoods over the summer, I really liked this quote, and I think it kind of applies to what you did with running from Canada to Mexico. And it's of all the paths you take in life, make sure a few of them are dirt. And it's by John Muir, which is like he has like a Redwoods like national park dedicated to him or something like that. But yeah, like I don't know, like you stopping on the side of the road and going and just walking down and seeing the Redwoods, like yeah, like not everyone does that. And like it's hard to like you got to appreciate something that not a lot of people appreciate, and like not a lot of people can do that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
Is
for
that part of the
sure.
reason? Is that part of the reason you think you like? I mean, I'm sure it is, but is this like a large part of the reason that you enjoy running so much, just because of like all the different people and like all the different views that you get, and is that a large part why you still like to do it so much?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's all types of things. It's the, I love just moving my body. I love connecting with people. I love seeing the world and seeing nature. Yeah, and the adventure side of it is super exciting me as well too. So yeah, it's a huge combo of it all. I'm actually pretty anti, like, you guys are on a team, so you probably actually do races, but I'm pretty anti race running. So like, I don't actually like to like sign up and get a bib and go run. Or I even like hate tracking my runs because I think all of it almost takes the fun out of it for me. If I'm like looking at my splits or like trying to beat someone, I'm like, I'd rather just almost like be a kid and just like go freely run off into the woods. And I know, like, okay, if I kind of go to that place and back, it's 10, probably 12 miles. So like, great. And if I have a song on that's ripping, then I'll run faster. If I feel like walking and taking a picture, then I'll stop and take a picture, and it's kind of that like energy that I like to bring towards running. And I think that's how you can make running more approachable to people. Running's become such like a penalty or like a chore of like, I need to get on a treadmill and do this much and like be done by this time. But if you just like kind of have fun with it and really enjoy it, I think it's a way more approachable for people and enjoyable.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I really think we've covered basically everything. I mean, is oh yeah. Exactly. How do you sign up for or to be an investor for Earthly or for Earthy?
Yeah. So on, if you follow me on Instagram, and I'm not sure if you guys will link it, but it's just Brooks Bash. All the info is in my bio. You can follow along. I'm posting constantly every day about the marathons, and yeah, there's a link there that'll tell you all the info about investing. And you can also go to our website if you want to try the product. It's all there as well too.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, that's something we'll definitely do. Well, something we'll definitely tag you in, so that people can see all the information.
Put in the podcast link
Yeah,
and then
absolutely.
yeah, and all of our stuff. But yeah, I think that just about
Yeah,
wraps it up.
I agree.
And
Good one.
thank you for everyone. And Brooks, thank you for joining us. And I hope you had a good time. We did.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, thank you
Yeah.
guys for having me, and yeah,
Of course.
appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. And yeah, so this about wraps up episode 26 of the Run Happy Podcast. We'll see everyone next time.